Elsipogtug, traditional territory of Mi'kma'ki, north of Moncton, New Brunswick. Since early June, it has been the epicenter of resistance to shale gas mining in New Brunswick, with a core of Mi'kmaq people and allies set up at an encampment there. Near the encampment, SWN, or SWN, a Texas-based company, has been exploring for shale gas, the first step towards hydrofracturing, or fracking. Fracking is a toxic chemical-intensive process, producing what opponents consider unacceptable destruction to surrounding water and land. Over the last 2 months, over 30 people have been arrested while engaged in peaceful opposition to SWN's activities. While the core of resistance comes from Elsipogtug and surrounding communities, people from neighboring provinces have also lent their support. In the following, I speak to two Halifax-based allies with the people of Elsipogtug, Billy Lewis and Allison McCready. Billy is an Indigenous elder who has helped bring allies against shale gas together. Allison is one of the founders of the recently formed Halifax Coalition Against Fracking. We focus on why the anti-fracking struggle at Elsipogtug is a regional issue, opportunities and challenges that allies bring, and organizing in Halifax.
Part of District 6, which is Signic 2, which is the district that Elsipogtug is in, includes part of Nova Scotia. It stretches all the way down to the Minas Basin. The sheer scale of what they want to do in New Brunswick is so huge that there's no way that the impacts aren't going to be felt in Nova Scotia as well. Places that have had a lot of publicity for bad fracking, places like Pennsylvania and the Marcellus Shale Field in Texas, what they want to do in New Brunswick, the license to explore that they have, it's so much bigger than all those projects combined.
Fracking has taken place in New Brunswick already, with wastewater ending up in Nova Scotia.
It's AIS in DeBert that accepted it. Their plan for disposal of the frack water is they wanted to dump it into the Minas Basin using the municipal sewer system. It was community outrage that got the county councillors to put a hold on that. It's millions of liters that they're holding at DeBert, and we know that they have already dumped, I think it's 7 million liters of the frack water into the Minas Basin at Windsor.
Opportunities and challenges with allies coming to and showing support for Elsipogtug.
It's hard because the actions that people are taking are determined as things unfold. So the actions that people are taking are depend on what SWN's doing, and we sometimes don't have any advance notice about what that's going to be. The major challenge that I see anyway is getting people from places like Halifax and Fredericton and Moncton, getting them all there when people are needed. The people that have been supporting the Sacred Fire encampment are so generous. They're like cooking every day and they're bringing food. And just what it takes in terms of resources to maintain that, like the water has to be brought in, the porta potties have to be maintained, like all of this requires resources. The community there is just amazingly welcoming and generous to their allies in doing this so that we can all try and work together. Personally, as a non-native, as a settler, I would love to see more of that coming in from the other communities, from, you know, my community and from other communities. Well, I'm not saying that people don't, but I'd love to see more support. Of course, people like me are really inspired by the First Nations leadership on this. And I think Gary Simon was the person who said that the treaties are our last best defense. We know that the treaties are there to protect us and to protect the water and to protect the future for all of us. The fact that this is about the sovereignty of the Indigenous peoples is part of what's drawing allies right now, is that we know this is right and true and we want to be there to be part of that.
When we think of colonialism and the effect it has on everybody, this isn't an immaculate conception. People don't just wander up there and all of a sudden know that here's how we have to work with Indigenous people, here's how we have to deal with treaties. There's a learning curve there. People coming there are coming, and that includes some Indigenous people as well, come there without the full understanding of what colonialism is and the effect it has on our people and the effect it has on the community as a whole. Because it isn't, you know, the helping hand strikes again, everybody's going to come and they're going to bail out these poor skins up there in Elsipogtug. It's learning how to work with each other and not bring that baggage with you when you come up there. So what that involves is being willing to kind of stand back a bit and allow the local people to determine the direction of that struggle. The people that are going to set the direction for that are not the individual people who are up there as supporters, because any one of them could be, let me put it bluntly, could be an undercover Mountie. And the next thing you know, something is provoked, the police have the excuse, they move in, and the whole thing is over. That means that we have to be very cautious, I mean, we in the broad sense of our allies and the indigenous people, to realize we have to determine how we're going to respond, and that requires having enough confidence in the spiritual, political, and social direction of the people most concerned, and that's the people that have to live with this, and we all have to live with it. But I think that people have to give up their power. It reminds me very much of struggles that have happened in the past, whether it's Vietnam, whether it's a women's struggle. Stand back, shut your mouth, and listen. You know, really, that's the most difficult thing sometimes for allies that are so used to being front and center, to learn how to not be front and center and to be there as a friend and an ally. There's a lot of very sincere people that don't understand what being an ally is. And on the other hand, there are people who do know. And it's their job to go and tell their friends, and, you know, well, look, here's how we should be doing this. That's not submissiveness, it's cooperation. Right? And win, lose, or draw. It really, we don't know, you know, what's going to happen or whether we're going to, quote, win. Mm. It's not about winning, it's about taking a stand. So sometimes when you take a stand, as they're doing right now at Altsevokto, that stand in and of itself, no matter what happens, is an education. The real lesson in certain social struggles is to take part in that struggle. Mm. That you could take part on the front lines, you could stand back and be a reporter, or you could be an outside support, stand 100, 200 miles away. And it's that whole unified action that can stop these people.
The Halifax Coalition Against Fracking adds to the regional resistance against fracking.
So NoFrack is the provincial coalition, and they've been at this a long time. The different organizations from around the province that are part of that include the Ecology Action Center, the Environmental Health Network, Council of Canadians, Sierra Club. They delivered their big report that just came out. It's called Out of Control, about fracking. And the new group that's part of that umbrella organization that I'm part of is based here in Halifax. And organizing is really just coming together. We're sort of in the beginning stages of trying to find out how Halifax can offer support and how we can mobilize people to go to Altsevokto, and if not to go there, then to raise funds and to do other kinds of awareness. We have the moratorium or the review that's been put in place, and it expires in 2014.
We're not just missionaries flying off to Altsevokto. We want to be doing things in this territory right here and involve people at a local level, which is why we said, okay, we have to do it sort of in conjunction, that yes, we should go up there, but on the other hand, we should be putting the pressure right here for why they're allowing that water to be brought in here. That's really very important that we have local actions, like the one that got set up there to go in front of Irving.
Fracking opponents gathered outside a Halifax Irving station. The company has been doing security for SWIN, and they also seek to benefit from shale gas development in general.
If the review comes off, there are companies that have been licensed to do exploration and in the HRN. Before, we were talking about Penobscot and the frac fluid from there.
Yeah.
That's a Nova Scotia-based company, Corridor Resources.
Getting in contact with the anti-fracking movement.
In Halifax, the best way is the Facebook group, Halifax Coalition Against Fracking. But to find out what's going on in Altsevokto or to make a donation, the website is www.sacredfirenb.wordpress.com.